It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
It was the rumble in the jungle. I'm Brian Cook on the sideline. The Steelers continue their winning streak against the Cincinnati Bengals, receiving their sixth consecutive win against this team in their 28-21 victory at Paul Brown Stadium Sunday. Bengals linebacker Vontaze Burfict delivered what many are calling unnecessary and excessive contact on Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown in the game. Brown says he was glad to have been able to shake it off and keep playing.
Thank God I was able to come back in the game, finish the game. Anytime you come here, you know, they call it the jungle. You know, it's going to be some hard hitting, some plays that could be challengeable as far as the calls, but I was grateful to get back up and come back in.
Brown scored the game-winning touchdown pass from Ben Roethlisberger for 31 yards to seal the deal with 10 seconds left on the clock. Defensive end Cameron Hayward, also happy about the win, says there's a lot of season left to play and has his sights set on other upcoming AFC North opponents especially.
We just understand we got to dig ourselves out now, one game at a time, and we just knocked off one of our AFC North opponents, and now we got two more coming up.
Bengals defensive back Dre Kirkpatrick, clearly distraught about his team's loss, is not at all impressed by Pittsburgh's performance.
Yeah, cause I know we better than them. Ain't better than us.
The emotional story of the day, however, was the appearance of former Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier, who rallied with his team for the first time back in Cincinnati since being carted off with a spinal cord injury against the Bengals during the 2017 season. Still not able to play, he made his presence felt and gave moral support to his fellow comrades, a moment head coach Mike Tomlin says was nothing short of tremendous.
Just really good to be back in this building and be back in this building with Ryan Shazier and him walk that walk with us. We just love and respect Ryan. We've learned a lot from his struggle since the last time we've been here. He's inspired us.
Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, also giving remarks on Shazier's return, says the moment was surreal.
Walking off the field with him was emotional, just because, you know, obviously what happened and what he means to us and this team.
The Steelers head into their bye week with a record of 3-2-1 and in third place in the AFC North. Other teams heading into the bye are the Packers, Raiders, and Seahawks. I'm Brian Cook on the sideline, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sideline Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365, TuneIn Radio, or online at urbanmediatoday.com.